Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a minicast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I go over a brief synopsis of the 10-man normal Elegon encounter in the Mogoshan Vault's raid from a Holy Paladin point of view. This fight consists of three phases which you will cycle through twice before going into a burn phase where you must just DPS Elegon down before he enrages. Be advised, this fight will incorporate two tanks and two healers. Phase 1 has one tank on Elegon while the other tank controls the add out close to the outer ring where everyone else is grouped up. We group up to the right of the control box where it makes removing the overcharged debuff as simple as just making a quick jump straight up. I beacon and sacred shield the tank who has rotated onto Elegon while continuously dropping Light's hammer when off cooldown onto the grouped up party. When the add spawns, I just focus on cleansing the closed circuit debuff off random players while healing them with Holy Shock and Holy Light. If the Elegon tank needs a heal or two, I'll hit him with a Divine Light or two, and at times use Hand of Sacrifice. When the add reaches 25% health, he starts causing moderate raid damage. At this point, I'll pop Holy Avenger or Avenging Wrath and help keep the raid topped off using the Holy Radiance and Light of Dawn heals. When he is killed, he then casts Total Annihilation, which causes a ton of raid damage. This is a good time to use a raid damage cooldown like Devotion Aura. Once everyone is topped off, you'll get a few seconds of breathing room before the next add spawns. This is a good time to use Divine Plea for some mana regen. Phase 1 continues until Elegon reaches 85%, then of which Phase 2 begins. In Phase 2, I position myself on the outer ring on the left side so that I can reach and heal half the raid on that side who are busy DPSing down the energy charge orbs. I keep Beacon and Sacred Shield on the tank who is with me on that side, pop my Guardian healing cooldown while healing everyone up using Holy Light, Holy Shock, and Divine Light. Don't forget to take advantage of your free mana spell, Word of Glory, once you've gained 3 Holy Power. It puts out some good heals. Phase 2 ends once one of the energy charges reaches their destination close to the outer ring. Phase 3 takes place on the outer ring a few seconds after completion of Phase 2, so I hastily get to my assigned healing position on the left side. Now you will get about 10 seconds before the real damage begins, so I like to pop my Divine Plea for some mana regen. In addition, I'll help melee DPS the pylons for a little mana regen through Seal of Insight. My goal is to try and be mana heavy for end of Phase 3. There's some movement on Phase 3 due to the adds and energy cascade circles on the ground, so I'll pop my Divine Favor for the extra crit and haste while healing on the go. Be advised that once all pylons are destroyed, you'll have this convergence of adds onto the raid, so expect heavy raid damage here. Regroup up and use a raid damage cooldown like Devotion Aura. I'll pop Holy Avenger, drop a Light's Hammer, and help heal everyone up with Holy Radiance, Holy Shocks, and Light of Dawn. Once all the adds are killed, the second cycle of phases 1 through 3 begins, with phase 1 ending at Elegon's health at 50%. These phases are rinse and repeat. Once the second round of phase 3 ends, Elegon goes into his burn phase. We all group up at our designated spot on the inner circle, and we heal and DPS to our heart's content until Elegon is dead. With so much damage going out, we systematically rotate raid damage cooldowns from all party members. With one tank beaconed and sacred shielded, I drop my Light's Hammer and rotate Holy Radiance, Holy Shock, and Light of Dawn. I also use whatever healing and throughput cooldowns I have available. During the burn phase, it's good to take advantage of Divine Protection and Divine Shield. Also, keep Lay on Hands readily available for any potential players close to near death. With enough practice and perseverance, you'll get your kill. I hope this helps out and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, check out my blog page at healingspec.com.